KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And that is what we are looking at today, getting the Annie and Mary Rail Trail hooked into the Bay Trail. Very exciting stuff. And today we've got Emily Sinkhorn and Julie Neander. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. All righty. So we're looking at specifically the Annie and Mary Rail Trail Connectivity Project. What exactly does that mean?
Well, what that means is we have been able to complete the Bay Trail in Arcata, but it ends right now at Foster Avenue and Sunset Avenue, kind of right by our skate park, close to Larson Park, and the Annie Mary Rail Corridor goes north from there. All the way to Blue Lake, and so we actually applied for, with the help of RCAA, a grant, and were funded to do planning and public education and outreach on this Arcata segment of the Annie Mary Trail, and that would connect up kind of where the Bay Trail ends and go north to the city limits. So that goes, you know, along West End Road, though there's a, kind of the project area is a little wider than that because we really want to look at what the opportunities are within that corridor and also for linkages to other areas, say to Gentoli Lane in the Valley West neighborhood, linkages across to HSU, and then we also have the Ridge Trail. So looking at the Ridge Trail and then other community places and neighborhoods that might like to link into the Annie Mary Trail.
And, of course, the Hammond Trail as well.
That's right. So linking across to Gentoli would be one opportunity for linking over to the Hammond Trail.
Absolutely. Yeah, very, very exciting stuff. And this is kind of what we've been talking about for years now, is a regional trail system. And this gets us one huge step closer.
Yes, it certainly does. And I think what is most exciting is the cities of Eureka and Arcata just finished their portions of the Bay Trail, were recommended for funding for the county to complete the final 4 miles of the Bay Trail, but that's not where we're stopping. Already the city of Arcata is pursuing going further north and really better connecting within the whole city options for walking and biking. I'm thinking in particular the Valley West and Alder Grove area has a lot of businesses that people commute to. There's a lot of small businesses and manufacturing, and this is all along West End, and there is a bike lane, but it's definitely less comfortable for people who haven't had as much experience biking. And so this really provides an option for planning the Annie and Mary Trail for future commuting and just better connections for walking and biking from downtown Arcata to the really vibrant north parts of the city.
And it's good that we're looking at this now because, as we talked about at the very beginning of the year, is that Humboldt County is on the short list to receive the transportation funding to complete the Humboldt Bay Trail, which is very, very exciting. And so planning all those other steps at this point, probably a good idea.
It is, for sure.
And I think the exciting part, both for the Humboldt Bay Trail and the Annie and Mary Trail, is they're long-distance trails. And so it has had to have a lot of collaboration between our local jurisdictions. And so for the Annie and Mary Trail, that's no different from the Bay Trail. So the city is pursuing, this segment, while the city of Blue Lake is constructing their portion of the Annie and Mary Trail through city limits. And then they'll take further collaboration to connect between Arcata and Blue Lake. But I think it seems our region has learned a lot from all that collaboration for the Bay Trail.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And speaking of the Bay Trail and the and that funding, I guess the final approval is due any day now, right? At the end of the month, right?
Yeah, I think the California Transportation Commission will be adopting the awarded projects for the Active Transportation Program funding either tomorrow or Thursday. So it's by the end of the week we will know for sure about funding for Humboldt County.
Alrighty, we all feel good about it, but nothing's a done deal till it's a done deal.
Yeah, definitely. And there's took many steps to get to kind of even applying for implementation funding. So, thinking about the Arcata, Annie, and Mary Trail project, this is the beginning. And so, Julie, what are some of the upcoming ways that people and community members can give input on this project?
Well, anyone who is interested, we have a workshop coming up on Monday, February 4th, from 6 to 8 at our D Street Neighborhood Center. And we also have a survey online, both in English and in Spanish. If you go, you can type in Annie and Mary Trail Connectivity Project, and it'll bring you up right to the city's webpage that shows you a link to the survey. And anyone who's interested can also just call the City of Arcata for more information, and they can either call Environmental Services at 822-8184, or they could call Engineering Department as well, 825-2173, and staff are happy to talk to anybody and give you more information. So those are some of our first upcoming things. And then after that, community input on February 4th, we'll be looking at taking all that input and then coming up with some preliminary design options and then have another meeting as well to get feedback on those. But that'll be later in the spring.
Great. And I think this is a really interesting time for trails on the North Coast. And it seems that with the passage of SB 1029, that is looking at transforming the North Coast Railroad Authority to instead having more of a trails mission. What opportunities, has that brought up for the city in terms of planning potential trail alignments for this project?
Well, I think even before that, we've really been working with the North Coast Rail Authority on actually putting, being able to put the trail right on the rail. And so that's, I think, one of the biggest opportunities we have, whereas the Bay Trail that we built was really a rail with trail. And it just comes with different costs and different complications when you have to kind of offset, because there's often wetlands and other things that create, you have to mitigate or you have to avoid them, and that can be a little bit more costly.
Right. The cost is actually substantially more to do it rail with trail.
It is much more, mm-hmm. Yes. So,
and I think one of the other exciting things is, while the focus is the north-south connections within Arcata, there's also the opportunity to kind of give input on how neighborhoods and different parts of Arcata can connect to the trail. I always, over the years, I've heard a lot of people talk about the Sunset Avenue overpass over 101, but also the Giuntoli overpass over 299, and I appreciate that this project is also looking at not only how people would travel along the trail, but how people in different neighborhoods would be able to connect to the trail if they were walking or biking or rolling. Yeah, so a lot is coming up. I feel like this is going to be the, there's just so much momentum here locally for trails.
There really is. There really is. Julie, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Good. I just heard a lot of silence. I was like, I thought maybe we had lost you there for a second. So I've got a picture of the map that Emily sent me that is on the bottom of the Arcata page, and it is showing this connectivity project. Very cool. I will have that posted up at khum.com as well, so people can take a look at that.
Okay, and please remind people we have this meeting coming up on February 4th, our D Street Neighborhood Center, right on D Street there, and it's from 6 to 8. So we'd love to have anybody who's interested attend, and we also have that website with links to surveys.
Excellent. Excellent. All righty. Emily, any other things we need to touch on this morning?
No, I'm excited that hopefully next week we'll have an update from the California Transportation Commission. And, looking forward to February 4th and being able to give input on the Annie and Mary Trail being planned through Arcata.
Fantastic. It is exciting. And, of course, you know, anyone who has been on the Bay Trail thus far, the first section of it, should be very excited knowing that we, in the very near future, could be extending all the way to Eureka and then all the way to Blue Lake if this thing gets put through. Very, very exciting. It's really another big step closer to that regional trail system. And we'll see what happens with the it looks good with the funding for the Bay Trail, but as we said earlier, it's you know, it's not a done deal till it's a done deal. So we'll see what happens. We'll definitely give you an update on that next time on Happy Trails. Emily, thanks so much for pulling that together, and Julie, thanks for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. In this conversation, you'll find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.